Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw a paddock barn, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
That's a little canned heat bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. Grace Marie is the president of Galen Institute, GALEN.org is the website. Grace Marie, tell us about the Galen Institute.
We are a think tank and nonprofit. All we do is health reform, trying to get Congress, state legislators, anybody to listen to us to understand the value of competition, free markets, and patient choice. What an interesting idea.
Yeah.
And we have a book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and there is a chapter on you and your employer and the impact of this law on businesses. You need to get it. It's on any Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any bookstore. Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, Grace Marie Turner. You'll find it easily.
Check it out, folks. It's a very important book. And, you know, Grace Marie, one of the things that I'm against it, one of the main reasons I'm against it, there are many reasons I'm against it, you know, philosophically for one thing, but practically speaking, it's going to do away with my health savings account, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
I love my health savings account.
And they're doing it so surreptitiously. If they would have put a line in there saying health savings accounts will be eliminated, I think you would have lost a lot of Democratic votes.
Probably would have, but they won't do that.
So what they did is say, okay, here's this really, really complex rule of regulation, and by the way, health savings accounts won't be able to survive with this regulation that was issued without any public comment.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. HSAs are the enemy. HSAs are the antidote to socialized medicine, folks. I'm telling you, it's a great, great tool. Grace Marie, we've got there's a lot going on with the GOP right now, and the candidates are duking it out in Iowa, New Hampshire, now in South Carolina. Why aren't we hearing more of them taking a stand on Obamacare?
That is so interesting. I mean, across the board, the president is engaging in what I call a strategy of silence on Obamacare. Every time he talks about it, as much as he wants to pretend that it's is going to be popular, every time he talks about it, his poll numbers don't go down. And he's going to try to convince the American people, oh, it's just a bunch of small stuff. It's putting 26-year-olds on their parents' policies, going after the insurance companies, free preventive care. What was the big deal? Why did everybody create such a fuss? But the Republicans, you know, if Romney's the nominee, what's he going to talk about? Because everybody, including the president, have said, well, we used RomneyCare as our model for Obamacare. So all he can say is repeal, repeal, repeal. But when Romney talks, he says, I think we should repeal and replace Obamacare. And I'm proud to say, this is Romney talking, I'm proud to say, what I would replace it with, what we did in Massachusetts, which is RomneyCare, which is Obamacare.
He can't say that.
So it's in a big circle.
He can't say that.
I've got a piece on spectator.org.
He cannot say I'd replace Obamacare with RomneyCare. That won't
work. But that's what he says. He's crazy. It's just not working. So look at my piece on American Spectator, spectator.org, Romney's Achilles heel. And I lay out all the things that Romney has said. And it's just not going to work.
Do you think he's going to get the nomination? Do you think he'll get religion and blow that off and disavow it? You think
his staff tell I'm blue in the face and they will not.
They
budge.
Won't.
I think
they won't make him to disavow it.
Nope.
Wow.
But he's got to do it. Otherwise, the conservatives, the Tea Party, and the people who are really passionate about free market, they're just going to say, why should I work for this guy? He's got to give them energy. He's got to completely convince them that when he means repeal, he means repeal, and he means a different replace.
But if there's a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and he's the president, and those two bodies vote to repeal Obamacare, he'll sign that.
I think that he'll have to.
There's no question about that. So that it'll come from that direction then, right? I mean, that's how it'll happen.
So that's really the only way to repeal it is to keep a Republican House, to get a Republican Senate. And we could, by the way, undo a lot of this law with 51 votes in the Senate. You don't have to have 60. It'd be nice to have 60.
You could repeal this with 51 votes?
Yeah, repeal most of the spending, which mm-hmm. is really the scary stuff.
And now, quickly, I've got 30 seconds. The Supreme Court's going to take this up the end of March, and we won't know probably what they decide until sometime in June.
That's right. They will have 5.5 hours, unprecedented number mm-hmm. of hours for hearings. End of March, they will vote soon after about what up right. or down, constitutional or not, and then we'll probably hear in June when they.
And Elena Kagan is not going to recuse herself, is she?
No. If she would have, if she's going to, she would have already done it.
Yeah, which is very interesting, since she was as a Solicitor General for Obama, she was one of the proponents of and one of the people who helped build this up.
A lot of people have questions about that.
Hey, Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Yeah, such a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with the Galen Institute. Galen.org is the website. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.